listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you from Colossians chapter 1, verse 2, about the idea of loving people that you haven't yet met. Let me read to you the verse here. Colossians chapter 1, verse 2 says this: "To the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Again, that's Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. The Apostle Paul wrote many letters to the churches that he founded in his work as an evangelist and as a church planter. The letter he wrote to the Colossians is different than most of Paul's letters because there is no mention in the book of Acts that Paul ever visited the city of Colossae. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 1, Paul wrote of the believers in Colossae and Laodicea as being among as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. In other words, he never met them, or at least not yet. Now, the best evidence that Paul wrote this letter from his first imprisonment in Rome, around the year AD 63, a leader of the church in Colossae named Epaphras visited Paul when he was in Roman custody, and he brought news from this congregation of Christians in the cities of Colossae and nearby Laodicea. In response to Epaphras' visit, Paul wrote them this letter. The city of Colossae was probably the smallest and least important city that Paul ever wrote a letter to. It might surprise us that Paul would turn his attention to the Christians in Colossae even at a time when he had so many other concerns, yet Paul reflected the love and the heart of Jesus Christ, who cares for the few as well as for the many. You see, the Christians in Colossae were troubled by false doctrines. It's hard to exactly describe what those doctrines were. It seems that they were a corruption of Christianity with elements of mystical and legalistic Judaism, perhaps combined with forms of early Gnosticism. Whatever the problem was precisely, Paul dwelt on the solution, and the solution is a better understanding of Jesus Christ. Knowing the real Jesus helps us to stay away from the counterfeit, no matter how that counterfeit comes packaged to us. This letter to the Colossians, full of love and concern, written to a church that Paul had not planted nor visited, it shows us the power of Christian love. Paul did not need to see or to meet or to directly know these Christians in order to love them and to be concerned for them. Now, it's natural that we should love and be concerned with those that we personally know. Yet the love of Jesus is greater than natural love. This leads us to pray for and to care about people that we have just met or have even yet to meet. We can pray for evangelists and Christian workers and persecuted believers, even though we have never met them. The best reason for Paul to love the Christians in Colossae was really because they shared a love for Jesus. When people really love the real Jesus, then we should love them and care for them also. So Paul took the time, the interest, and the effort to write this letter, a true demonstration of the love of Jesus for people he had yet to meet. Now, ask Jesus today to also let you show care and love to some unexpected people, even if you haven't yet met them.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.